Right, let's bring him in. Shut the door. Here comes, finally, better late than never, Mr. What time do you call this?
Hey.
Paddy McGuinness.
How are you, sir?
What's we not wasting at the door like for entrance? I mean, this is changing.
Showbiz. We always do that. What are you on about?
Oh, what about the driver? If he's
what
still
about?
Listening.
Well,
he said, I'm an ex-black cab driver.
Right.
Lovely, I thought. This, I'm in safe hands with this man.
Yeah.
He says, where are you going? I said, Radio 1. Is that near Euston? So I've no idea. I said, I'll recognise it if I see it. So he's driving along, and he's going, well, I'll start at one end of Portland Street, and we'll drive all the way up, and we'll see if we can see it. And then luckily, I got a message off you saying it's on, is it Clipstore Street?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyhow, I'm here.
This is why he's an ex-black cabbie, not a current black cabbie.
Honestly, yeah. God, he told me he's not a black cab driver anymore because there's a law coming out that if you've had a car that's over 10 years old, it has to be off the roads in London. No, with cabs, next year or something.
I don't know. I haven't a clue. Who cares?
Hey.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm all right, thank
Good.
You. I'm a bit, I got down late last night.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you know I enjoy an old golden cold. None
sure.
of that.
No drink?
No. Struggling with the trains getting down, so because of Chelsea United, right? But what was mad, I was on the train, I mean, it was like one of them proper... You know when you see them documentaries about New Delhi, with the chickens running up
and
thing,
there's people sat on the roof and stuff.
Yeah, there's a pig on seats and all that. It were like that.
You find a lot of pigs on trains these days.
Yeah. It were even full of football fans, all United fans, going back to London.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I were kind of couldn't get a seat, then I got down about 12 o'clock at night, got in. I'm touring. Well, I'm just doing my warm-up nights at the minute for the tour.
Oh, you're still doing stand-up?
See how I slipped that in?
You're still doing stand-up?
October, Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Arenas, pal.
Why do you
I know,
waste
why
time
I put myself
that?
Through it? Why
do you do that? Really?
Hey, they're going really well warm-up.
Surely
just trying stuff out.
Have you not run out of other people's material?
Oh, yes! Yes!
Come on, don't antagonise the guests.
This is why I come to London. I tell you what, we're mad this morning not coming in. This is how posh London is.
Right.
We're driving up the road there. I saw a bloke spitting, right, but into a bin.
Ah,
yes. He spat into a bin.
Not onto the street.
No, onto the street. And I thought, it's nice that,
yeah.
You know. It's a little bit crass, but he's gone, into the bin. So that's why I enjoy coming here. And it's nice and sunny outside as well. And just another thing, sorry, while I'm here. You were slagging me off last time on my website.
What was I saying?
About my website. You were trying to crash it because it were a little bit nettle.
Okay, so you want to talk about that?
Well, no, because it's Marks and Spencer's now, my friend.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
A bit embarrassing, though, isn't it?
What?
Do you not think?
What?
A bit embarrassing?
What's a bit embarrassing?
You have your photo taken for your website, they put some pictures on, and you turn up and wearing... It's exactly the same jacket. You're wearing the same clothes, my goodness.
Yeah!
You are as well.
You look exactly the same. It's
well,
the same.
You know, you buy your coat... No, that's what I'm not understood about showbiz types. Oh, you can't wear that, you've worn it once. What's the point?
Now, let me have a guess. Underneath, black T-shirt...
How's that?
Oh, it's slightly different. But
I've got a polo shirt on.
You do
wear a lot of black. You do wear a lot of dark. It's like
slimming.
It's like you're an ex-fatty.
Yeah, it's slimming.
But you've never been fat.
I'm always been
in good shape.
I'm a 34.
34 waist?
Mm.
Never.
I am, yeah. Why
I'm
would you
34.
Think no, hang on a minute.
What?
Are we at 34 in dog years again? Hang on a minute. There's no way. Get a tape measure in here.
Look at this.
Yeah, come
Shall
on.
See these jeans?
Yeah, please God.
Right.
It's waist, not neck.
What is that? What is that label there?
My God.
Right.
No, hang on a minute. You'll have some fancy showbiz jeans on.
And I can get them off.
Let's get this out. Can see you now.
Who's got a brown tummy?
Menorca. Got back last Friday.
Very nice.
Very nice, yeah. Mm.
You and the missus, or did you leave it home?
No. Me and me missus and eight of my family.
Oh.
Lovely, nice and quiet people.
You treated eight of your family to a holiday?
Yeah.
Well,
I never treated them.
Right, sure.
You invited them along.
Villa. And I pay for it on my card, and then I get it all back off.
We've got the same waist jeans, me and Paddy McGuinness.
I'll tell you what, 34.
Hang on, do you not think I look well? Look at me.
Well, yeah, you do. I must admit, your biceps feel well.
Thank you. Look at that. There's nothing on me.
But I tell you what, you surprised me with 34. You must be proper training.
This isn't just
like I've cut him back on croissants and
Do you know what? Do you know what it is? With the risk of being boring and talking about training, which I never do.
Yeah.
Is my waist is going down quicker than my belly's going down. Does that make sense? So my belly sticks out to here, and my waist is in.
Hey, I'll tell you something.
Now, you used to be a trainer.
I used to be Peter Kay's fitness instructor. I don't like to talk about
it. You did a good job, didn't you?
I get people asking to see my qualifications. But just what you're saying about that, right? Now, this is only because of Take Me Out, right? They get me suits from Savile Row, right? No, I've never been there in my life.
Whereabouts? Does an M&S on Savile Row?
No. Oswald Boatangan.
Spencer
Art, it's called. So.
When you go down Savile Row, he's on the right.
Is it? I don't know Savile Row.
I didn't. It's all new to me. But what amazes me, when they measure you for a suit, it's not your jean size.
No, it's not your jean size. No.
That's when the shot kicks in.
Oh, tell me about it.
Lads who are out there now go buying jeans for themselves, and they go, I'm a 32, 34, 36, and you think that's what you are. You're not.
No.
When they measure you properly, do you know what I was?
I'd say, let me guess, like a 42, 44?
42? You're absolutely right. I couldn't believe a 42.
It's depressing, isn't it?
That is bad, that, isn't it?
But it's different, though. It's like...
Well, how does it work, then, with a jeans maker? Do they just like making us feel a bit better?
Is
it not also because your suit trousers, they sit higher, though, don't they? They sit kind of up, on your waist.
I don't know.
They should... Right, you want a boring lesson? When you wear a pair of suit trousers, in theory, they should sit wherever they sit comfortably.
On your hips.
They should sit there and be nice and snug and tight. And you shouldn't have to wear a belt. Mm-hmm. They should just sit there.
Yeah, but it is mad that when you just said you want a boring lesson, I were on the coming down on the train last night, a bloke at side of me, and he went, why is it taking so long? I said, well, what they do during the day, it tilts because it goes a bit quicker at that. They take that tilt off. And I thought to myself...
Is that true?
Man. It's true. How did I know that?
The tilt off at night?
I don't know. I think it's because the train were even and all the rest of it. They turn it off, so it then takes about an extra 40 minutes to get to London.
Well, they
never knew that. Tilting trains with Paddy McGuinness.
Paddy McGuinness on the big show!
That's the tour in October. Come and get more train facts.
So you're doing... So when your tour's... What, big national tour?
Yeah, well, what I'm doing, actually, normally when I'm touring, I do like 100-odd nights, as you know. But with these arenas and time and Take Me Out and everything else, I'm doing 9 nights in October.
Right.
Now, I'm doing my warm-ups at the minute. They're all gone, then.
Right.
Gone. Nothing left. No tickets left. The arena shows, there's tickets for them, so... I talk about that.
I'm having a look on the website and trying to find out.
It must be on there. They've told me it's all beautiful now. All best.
It says Paddy McGuinness drops in to see Chris Moyles. Tune in live now.
Does it?
Paddy, on the news section.
I was about putting something about the tour on website.
Hang on. See all tour dates. I was talked about that should be bigger, but that's fine. See all tour dates.
And apparently, the last warm up night, which is at a theatre in York, Ticketmaster didn't have it on their website or something. So you can get tickets because all the warm up nights have gone, you see. But I think that's that one you can still get tickets for. And then we're on the road then in October.
So the Barbican in York, is that right? 5th of October?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And then...
to the York Barbican and then the NIA in Birmingham.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. I'm doing... What's matter?
You're doing arenas.
Yeah.
How are you doing arenas?
I like it, yeah.
Liverpool, Sheffield, Nottingham, Newcastle, Glasgow, Manchester.
Yeah. But what's mad is...
You need a DVD out as well, though. That's what you need.
Funny you should say that, Chris.
Get lost.
Funny you should say that, Chris.
You haven't got one out for Christmas, have you?
We're filming the MEN show.
Nice.
For Crimmy Crew.
Nice.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. But what's mad, so I'm doing all them. It's MEN Arena, all that Birmingham NIA and all that. And then right in the middle of it all, Blackpool Opera House.
Beautiful.
Yes, keep it real, Chris.
Beautiful.
Keep
that's
it real.
What you like.
Nice, that, yeah.
Nice.
So it should be nice and bonny. I'm looking forward to warm-ups, and, you know, we're going really well. Normally, you do warm-up nights, and you're coming off, and you're stressed
out. Where
were you?
Darwin? Where's Darwin?
Lancashire.
Yeah. It's so not far
Blackburn
from
way.
Bolton. Yeah, it's about 25 minutes from Bolton. So I think I'm in Warrington this week.
What, Par Hall?
No, it's too big.
No. I used to do that on my proper tour, Paro. It is too big for a warm-up, actually. I'm doing somewhere, it's about a 400-seater in Warrington, so you can't do too big on a warm-up.
No.
Biggest one's York. I think that's about 1,500 seats or something like that. But, you know, it'll be all right.
It'll be fine.
We'll get through. 34 waist, you say?
Same as you.
I tell you, proof's in the pudding. You show me the jeans.
What number jeans are these? Do they end in one or a six?
One.
Now, the sixes, I'm swear blind, they're magic jeans. I think, all jeans come up different sizes.
You must be a 32.
I'm a 30.
Hang on, what am I cutting? Where are you all buying your jeans from? I mean, I'd say 32, but
I used
30.
To be a 34, then I was a 32, and then I started doing the skating, I got down to a 30.
I used to be a 40.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, God,
I tell you what, flipping it, you've done well to get down to 34.
Trying my best, son.
Yeah, you've done well. You've done well.
Have you never said to Peter, come on, let me give you a training
come on
schedule.
To him many times. Come on. For God's sake, put some speed up on that treadmill.
You just missed each other. He was in London for the weekend.
I know, well... It's mad because we literally live round the corner from each other now. We didn't used to. And now we live round the corner from each other. We never get a chance to see each other, no. You know. But I will do. I'll round the other week. We will do. Oh. You know it is when you're mates.
I haven't heard from him.
Oh, have you not?
I haven't heard from him.
It's a sore point.
He was down for the week. I remember the days he used to come down.
Well, that's when you were a 40, he felt a bond with you.
Well, he only knew three people in London. If Charlene Spiteri and the woman who wrote Harry Potter was away, I'd get a call. You know,
I was at the British, you know, he went, this is my friend Joe. It were her.
Yeah.
I went, oh, hello there, Harry Potter woman and all that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The last time I sent him a text was the 7th of June, he never replied.
Well,
never replied.
He's got two numbers, though.
Who has?
He has. Maybe you're texting the wrong one.
No, you're not. You got to text him the showbiz one. You have two numbers.
No, not anymore.
Do you not?
No, I was swapping. I was just moving over.
Oh, congratulations to your mate Jordy, by the way.
Oh,
little
yeah.
Bambino.
Yeah, I met him the other night.
How is he?
Little Buddy.
Oh, Buddy.
Yeah, like that name?
Oh, I like that name. And can I say congratulations to my mate Lee Francis as well? His missus had a little baby girl.
Oh, when?
Dolly.
Oh, yeah, Dolly. That was a few weeks ago. Yeah. Little Dolly. Little Dolly.
Congratulations.
And love to Jill as well. Now, I went to see little Buddy.
Mm.
And Buddy was born early. He's still not... His due date's in a couple of weeks.
No, I know.
He was born
he's
early,
proper prem, wasn't he?
But he's doing all right. And Mum's fine and Dad's fine. And so I went around to see them on Friday. And they said, do you want to... He's asleep and he's... In this cot in the bedroom. Do you want to go and have a look? Yeah, and it's the big wooden cot they've got. And I lean over. I can't see him. And right at the end, there's a tiny little thing at the end of the cot. And it's him.
He's still only about 4 pounds, isn't
he's
he?
He's tiny.
Flipping. I didn't think they'd let him home if they saw...
Well, he's 5 weeks now.
Right.
So he came very early.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So he's
all doing good. And
mind you, Geordie's about £4, and all.
Right, exactly. not much in it between father and son.
Hey, tell you what, and he's been off the drink. He hasn't really had a drink. And it was his birthday the other day, and he just went for a few sensible beers.
Well, he texts me saying about Ed Wettins and all that. I've heard nothing.
No, well, he hasn't really done one.
Mm. We're supposed to be mate of yours at pub last time with you.
The what?
Well, you know, when you ripped me off on the Chris Moses quiz night.
What do you mean, ripped me off?
You know what you did. You know what you did. You know what you did. An absolute disgrace.
Hey, and I was beat by Ollie Mills.
I was enjoying myself with my family, and so went, you, no points. What the hell was all that about? I'm like, whoa. I thought, I'm not going to go into details with him. I thought, I cannot be bothered.
Listen, as I said to you on the quiz night when we did it, I'd drop you quicker than Greg's did. Boom.
Ah, yes, indeed, I like.
Some people were saying that's where we should have looked this morning when we couldn't find you.
Yeah, is that good? Come on, one more voice show.
Do you know what? I did them adverts, I think it was about 2.5 years ago last time I did that. They've got their money out of me, them lads. Because obviously people still talk about it, which is good because,
I did the
adverts, I wrote them and all the rest of it, and they went across and everyone got onto them, but, you know, monkey.
And they dropped you. They dropped you quicker than they dropped the salads.
Change of personnel upstairs, I think, at the old Greg's, but what can you do, Chris?
What can you do, Paddy?
48 layers of pastry.
Well, don't say anymore.
I know, I don't... What? I can't stop myself.
You don't want to be doing it for free.
I've done two adverts in my life. One were for pasties, the other's for gambling. I'm a northerner, I know a lot about both, you know, so I feel comfortable with that, but I won't advertise any... Like, I saw Phil Tufnell on telly advertising... Legal advice. I'm like, this is where it falls down the argument. You're not ringing Tuffers up, are you? For first degree murder, get me a lawyer. No. You know what I mean? So
tough as justice.
At least I know about pasties and gambling.
Exactly.
So anyhow, never mind.
Well, anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Paddy's new TV show is on.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about that.
By God, it's cold out there, Chris.
Today?
No, in the Arctic.
It's chilly today, though, as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that why
it
you got your big coat?
Oh, could I come down like this last night? I'm on the train. Oh, Christ, take your hat off then. Headphones on.
Oh, don't
I'm on
take
train
your hat
coming
off.
Down.
Is it, have
like
you done the air today?
I'm like this because it's full of football fans, isn't it, you know? And they're all right lads, you know, but once they've had a few beers and they recognise all that, I were out of a week, bloke went, let the table see the onion. I'm like, what's that mean? What's it mean? When you
get
drunk,
do you get as well that thing as well when you get recognised, and people don't realise what they're doing. So you're sitting on a train,
yeah.
Or you're walking down the street, and you're keeping your head down. It's busy. You keep your head down. One person sees you, and they don't realise what they're doing. And if you could say to them, "Don't do that," because they would go, "Oh, I'm sorry." Turn around.
Yeah,
it's Paddy McGuinness. Paddy McGuinness. Yeah. That's Paddy McGuinness. Here, watch. Yeah. I bet it is. Watch. Paddy McGuinness!
Yeah,
I know. Hey, you're Paddy McGuinness! And then everybody who's not noticed Paddy McGuinness then looks around and goes, it's Paddy McGuinness!
Yeah, I know.
And they go, oh, cheers, mate. That, you may as well have just told everybody.
Well, this is especially on a train, like.
And I'm sick of people coming up to me saying Paddy McGuinness as well.
I know, well, this is it.
Well, I had the one.
Since you've lost the weight.
I know.
I had the one the other week on a train down from Edinburgh down to Warrington, and these three get on at Lancaster. And just before they get off at Wigan, I can hear them sort of like, gun, yeah, it's him. It's him. So as they walk off, and they're just there at the vestibule, right, area, just about to get off. And as the doors open, this fella goes, see you later, John Barrowman. And I'm like, I'm not John Barrowman.
You're a bit Barrowman.
Yeah, nice.
All right, well, look, let's do Tedious Link with Dave, and then we'll get back to Mr. Paddy McGuinness. And his brand new TV show.
Can't believe you got that on that court. What are the odds of that?
With you?
3-1.
No, but it is right, that showbiz thing. Come on.
I know. Radiohead and Just on Radio 1.
Yay.
Oh, we were rocking out to that, weren't
we?
We were.
Enjoying
playing
it.
Guitar and everything. Yeah. Hi, viewers, we're back on. Hiya.
Hi.
Look, it's Paddy McGuinness. There he is.
Oh, is this on?
Yeah.
You're joking.
People can see you now. At least 100 people are watching.
Well, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Paddy.
It's important you don't have any branding on, that's why.
Well, you're careful of that tattoo.
This is it, yeah, yeah.
What's the tattoo right there?
That's my mum's name, that, Chris.
Show it to the viewers at home if you... Well, you don't have to if you don't want to. There you are.
Nice and quick.
Mm. How many tattoos have you got?
Two.
Are we allowed to see the other one?
well,
welcome to Bolton, have a nice day. That one, is it?
That's my stepsister's name down there.
Aww.
Yeah, I think, you know, people who are covered in tattoos, it's also up to them, isn't it? I just have them, you know, personal to me.
Sure.
And
I like mine are personal to other people.
Have you got
He tattoos? Hasn't got any.
I've got Uncle Tony on the back of my leg. I don't even have one. But I just thought it'd be nice for someone. If they see it,
nice,
when I'm running, they might go, Uncle Tony.
I've got an Uncle Tony, actually, right.
There you go.
I used to work with him in an engineering factory. And I used to have to, like, when I first started there as a young lad, I used to have to go out for the sandwiches and clean up and all that usual thing. They're all like these grisly old engineers, like, been there 30 years, where wood binds it, mate, and all that. And I used to have to clean the toilets, and every time I walk in, my Uncle Tony, when he were having a poo, he'd never shut the door. So he'd just have it open. He'd have it open, just sat there,
yeah.
having a number two, and I'd like... It's a bit odd.
It's one thing having a wee with the door open, but not a number
two. Yeah, and my auntie, his wife, Olive, said he does it at home.
Oh. Shut the door, Uncle Tony.
Who does that?
He'll be loving the fact that he just told everyone that.
Yeah, he doesn't mind.
Who's that, Uncle Tony?
He's retired now. He plays golf.
He doesn't poo anymore.
What Radio 1 is, Chris.
Right. Yeah. Shut the door.
Bang.
I bet he doesn't do it at the golf club.
I bet he does. No, apparently it's his thing. It's his thing he likes doing. I don't know.
Maybe
why.
Maybe he's claustrophobic.
And there's another bloke there, another engineer, and he used to be rancid when he'd been for a number two.
Oh, right.
And I pulled him up on it once. I says, whoa, he says, what do you want me to drink? Do drink a bottle of perfume before I go on? I thought, he's got a point, really. It's there, isn't it?
Open the window, at least.
Please God.
You know,
we didn't
mean.
Have windows in them days,
Chris.
We dreamed of windows.
Something.
We dreamed of windows.
Let's talk about 71 degrees
Let's
north.
Do. Yeah.
This is. Now, this was on before.
Now, can I just clear something up?
Right, go on.
Now, the first series went on with Gethin Jones and Kate Thornton,
yes,
right? Now, I know the pair of them,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very nice people.
Yeah.
Now, when I were doing the press for this series, people said to me, oh, what about Gethin Jones? Do you not feel, you know, a bit bad about taking over from him and he's not doing it anymore? And I said, listen, Gethin, lives in a £3 million house in London with Catherine Jenkins, right? I'm out in the Arctic for a month. He's having hot, soapy baths with Catherine. I'm not losing any sleep, Chris, about it.
Sure.
No, I like Gavin.
Now, is Kate Thornton
involved?
But
he's not exactly on the breadline.
What's happening with Kate? She's involved in these baths or not?
Kate's not there.
Right.
Oh, no. Okay.
She's in her own bath.
She's doing what she's doing. I don't know. Right. But I'm just saying, let's... You know, it's not as though, you know, he's a dunce.
Right.
You know what I mean? But,
you're doing it now. That's the way it is.
I'm doing it now. Yeah. It's a bit more of a...
Same with Dave with the new Greggs campaign. You know, you
absolutely.
Can't take this thing
you know,
personally.
And I did feel a little bit bad at first, but you get over it very quickly, yeah. don't you?
It's a hell of a paycheck.
Yeah.
It was funny. You know, just when you're saying that, you do the voiceover for Coach Strip,
don't
you?
I do, yeah.
And I got a
call. Do you
call.
Want to go on it?
No, I got a call, honestly, about 12 months ago. They went, why don't you do this voiceover for this show, Court Strip and all that? And I went, all right. And we're looking at Diary, this, that, and over. And I said, oh, I think we could get it. And call me. Oh, sorry, they got some bloke off Radio 1 doing it. It went in! I'm like, whoa, hang on a minute, David. We've all got mortgages. So, yeah. So, is it wrong? Somewhere
it all links line, up it? In this show business.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be mad at next thing. Like, you know, Chris will be doing a dating show.
I know.
Something like yeah, that. Yeah, that's never
gonna exactly. It all goes round, doesn't it?
Paddy will be doing a show on Radio 1. Good morning, everybody.
You won't know. I just say I'm Vernon Kay.
He's on for mate till 10. The show starts at 7, but Paddy doesn't get it till 8.
No, there's no need for that, is
Listen,
there?
Why doesn't Dave repay the favour? Why don't you get him on Celebrity Coach Trip?
That would be brilliant if you wanted to. I could have a word with Brendan.
I've still got a career.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. I love
Dave,
watching
tell me some
it.
Of the names
I love
on watching it. Coach Trip. Can you say?
Michael Barrymore.
Hello.
Boardman.
Stan Boardman.
No.
Yeah.
He still packs them out.
There's all sorts of people on there.
Can I just say about Barrymore? Now, I know we're live. I'm not going to go anything too
One
naughty.
Second.
Allard, you okay? Allard, you all right?
Yeah.
I'll take you down.
No. Yeah. Well, funny, we're talking about Barrymore. Come on now.
No liking.
Don't give me the ammo, son. Don't give me the ammo. Now, I know he's got his demons.
Right.
But lest we not forget, that man.
Yes.
Right. He was fantastic at what he did.
Mr. Tellerman, yeah. Mr. Saturday Night.
No, he was good. I think people kind of have a go at him. Well, you know, whatever's gone on's gone on. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to talk about it because you get a Phil Tufnell on the phone. Giving it, you're in trouble. I need to represent you, mate. But, you know, he was good, Barrymore. Yeah. Was he on the coach trip?
He was interesting. I mean,
that means he's not good anymore.
No. It doesn't mean he's not good at all. He's a very interesting character to watch, I think, is the best way.
See, I'd love to bring back Strike It Lucky. I'd love to do that.
Would you as a host?
Yeah, because I used to watch him as a kid, and I thought he was brilliant.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Play your cards right.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
The olden.
And I'd have the traditions of it, but I'd change it so it was more me. Here they are, they're so appealing. A couple of models to put the cards on the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit of a modern twist on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be nice.
Are you right? Are you wrong? Let's turn over the cards and find out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'd be my catchphrase. Nice to see you. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks very much. Yeah, thank you. Now, just what you were saying about Courtship and them kind of programmes and going on them. Now, they're the kind of shows where you watch them and you love them. But it's like the celebrity come down with me. I would love to do that. But I always think, you know, who've they got on with you and whatever? Someone who's been Atomic Kitten or something like that.
Right, you're bigger than
that. Well, you know, I like to think so, Chris, these days. You know,
Sure.
You're doing a risotto with whoever, but I do love watching them. I do love, but you've got to say no sometimes, you know.
You're right, because, you know, the people make the show, and if you don't have the right names, the show, it can affect the show, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, I have.
So taking part in 71 Degrees North are...
Oh, I see what he did there.
Rav Wilding, who used to do Crime Watch.
Yeah.
Sean Maguire. Nikki Clark, the hairdresser.
Oh, you say that like it's a bad thing, Chris.
Charlie Dimmock.
The nation's favourite ginger gardener, yeah.
Angelica Bell.
Yes. What are you trying to say?
Who's Amy Williams?
She's an
gold
Olympic...
Gold medalist, Chris.
Right.
She does sledging.
On a tea tray.
What, break down?
No, she does the sledging,
You know, when they land a tea tray and they go down an hill?
Right.
She does that.
Mm. John Thompson's doing it.
JT, yeah.
He a nice fella?
Nice bloke. Struggled a bit, though, with a cold, as you'll see.
Did he?
Yeah, it's one of them where you watch and you think, this man's slowly unravelling.
Has he not got? He's got some beef on him though, hasn't he? I know he lost a lot of weight.
He has got a bit on, but do you know out there? I don't know if you've ever been, but it's like when in places that were, you know, when it's really cold over here, and you go, oh god, it's freezing. You wrap up and all that. I mean, over there, it's just
What temperatures are we looking at?
-30.
And they had to go swimming. The swimming one I saw the other day where they had to swim to this marker boy thing.
Not a chance, forget it.
Honestly, it was incredible.
No, -30. And it's mad because they give you all this specialist gear and all the rest of it and what have you. And it's like you've got layers and layers and big coats on, and you've got two pair of boots on, a pair of boots and a pair of boots that go over your boots.
No, forget
and you still, your toes are still cold, so it's proper extreme. I don't know how they got anyone to do it, to be honest. But
there's your lineup.
You're out of boredom, Moses, and you know you were.
It's a joke.
You know you were.
It's a joke.
Listen.
Come on.
Now, come on now. But,
come on. If you could swap.
I'll just go and say someone who's on it then, but they're not on that list because they're a surprise. They're coming.
Oh, exactly. Well, don't say it then.
If you it's Michael swap, Barrymore.
No.
If you could swap one of those names for Barrymore, would you do it?
Let's have a look.
And I'm looking at that one.
Yeah. I think I would.
Right, okay.
I think I would.
If you could swap that name there, make sure it's not on camera, that name there and that name there for the Chuckle Brothers, would you?
Who wouldn't?
Right, sure.
Who wouldn't?
Have the Chuckle Brothers been on Coach Trip?
They have been on Coach Trip.
Do you know who was that close to being on this one? And he's a good mate of mine, but Ricky Hatton, I'd have loved him to have come out.
Oh.
And he was gutted. He couldn't do it because his brother were fighting. He always goes out to his brother's fights and whatever. And he couldn't do it, but I were gutted. But honestly, Chris, they proper get into it, these lads who are on it.
They do
like proper adapt to the environment and everything else. But it's got to be the most harshest kind of celebrity reality type of show on telly. All that kangaroo's willies in jungle is a walking park. Let me tell you to what these lads do.
And by the way, that's Alan's new show that he's hosting.
Kangaroo Willies.
Kangaroo Willies in the jungle.
I'm not doing kangaroos.
The world's greatest jumpers.
I love it when I'm on, he's like, he always sits at the desk like, please God, do not say anything too bad.
Let the guests see the legal warning.
I've been clenched for about half an hour, I'll be honest.
There's stuff not texting yet. Well, no. So he must be representing someone this morning. Walks in court, cricket bat on shoulder. Right, let's have a look. Right then, boys, here we go.
So in my verdict to sum up, I find Paddy McGuinness not guilty. How's that? Come on! Woo, savages!
Do you know what? I saw Carol Vorderman do one about consolidating your loans, and I went with that. She's good with her figures, isn't she?
Yeah, she knows. Member of Mensa.
Legal advice, not happening.
You're not having him.
Phil, he's a great fella, but come on, play the game.
If he told you to buy a pasty or a drink, you'd think about it.
Absolutely,
sure.
Yeah. You go with that,
absolutely.
Everyone.
All right, well, look, let's play another song. Paddy coming in on a Monday.
It's nice, isn't it?
I enjoy it. I'm
coming every Monday.
I weren't in 10 minutes before I should be.
Coming every Monday.
Takes the edge off the week, I think.
I'd love to.
On a Friday, you know.
The mad thing about this show, when you come in, is you forget people are actually listening. So you start chatting.
I hope that's a compliment.
No, it is. No, what I'm saying is you do, and you enjoy yourself, but you have got to be careful sometimes. It's not about swearing or anything, but you might just talk about something like...
Yeah, like your Uncle Tony having a dump and leaving the door open.
Yeah, exactly.
Something
that
like that.
That kind of thing. If my brother's listening, what's mad is... he doesn't know it at the minute, but I'm doing some filming soon and I need him naked in it. So that's
a
surprise for him. Yeah. So that should pick him up.
He might say no.
Mm. You what?
He might say no.
He might do.
Do you know what the show's called?
Go on.
Get Me Out.
Take it out.
Oh,
you might have to do what I did with my family when I did Family Fortunes with my brother.
Yeah,
rang him up. Ah, kid, it's me. Listen, Family Fortunes. Right, they've asked me to go on.
Right,
and obviously, you bring your family on.
Yes.
Do you fancy it?
I don't think so. Wrong, innit?
What, Kieran? Yeah. Come on. No, I didn't. I don't want to, I'm not no interest in going on TV. I don't want to do that. I went, no, I know you don't, but it'd be fun. Mum and dad and everything, be like, I'd love to help you. I just don't want to do it. There's a fee. How much?
Yeah, exactly. I'm there, yeah.
But I said, well, if I pay... He goes, well, if you pay me, that's a different thing.
To be fair to your kid, though, the first time I met him, you wouldn't think he were your brother, because he's quite sort of articulate.
Yeah.
And he looks quite... Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Yeah. No, I know. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Hey, my brother, you know what he does? He rings you up. Have you ever had that in them mute callers, right? He rings you up, but you have to make the conversation.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Them... He'll ring me and he'll go, "You're right, kid. I've not swallowed any."
That's how he talks.
That's how he talks. Yeah, right. Yeah. He's not got a cold.
We should get my brother and your brother together.
And he goes,
"They can talk to each other."
And then he'll go, "You're right." I'll go, "Yeah, not so bad." How are you? He'll go, "I'm all right, thanks." That's it.
And you go.
So then you've got to get the spade going and keep the conversation going. It drives me mad. But hey, they're there. But for the grace of God,
let's do it. Let's do a TV show, BBC Three.
Yeah,
my brother and your brother.
Yeah, let's do it.
Call it the brothers.
I like it. Send them off round the world.
To the Arctic.
Like, send them off around the world, you know, like...
Is he older or younger than you?
Northerners looking at things and then going, hey, that's not a pyramid. I don't know if anyone's come up with that idea.
It's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah, to send...
Older or younger than you?
Older.
Older. Does he hate it when people go, are you Paddy McGuinness's brother? He goes, no.
No.
He's my brother. That's what our kid does. Are you Chris Moore's brother? No, he's my brother.
Yeah.
Like, I was born first. There are rules, goddammit. There are rules. You are my brother.
Yeah.
End of.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? And you know what you were saying about Family Fortunes? I took my family on there, and exactly the same thing with me, because you go, Family Fortunes, and they all went, whoa, yeah, and they all get excited, and then dust settles, and they go, and did we get paid? Is there a hotel and all? Hang on a minute.
I went on with Ferncon, my family, and Ferncon and her family. Me and Fern made nothing out of it, because we both had to pay our families to go and tell
you
winners.
Yeah, it's
the only one laughing is Vernon. See you next week! Bankraid! Right, anyway. Alex, coming up. Well, that's a very disappointing, awful record from Nero.
What do you mean?
It's rubbish.
After Radiohead.
Well, Paddy just goes, you play Radiohead, then you play this. That's poor for Nero, that. I don't like that at all.
What's the kind of vibe, Nero? Is it one person or...?
No, it's two guys.
And they do great stuff normally.
Yeah. Talented. Is this the Fortunes thing you're doing?
What are you
singing to me?
It's all right, shush.
Yeah.
You saying my singing's rubbish?
Well, I see you do. I see when you do start doing that, there's something happens.
I love it on there when you get some fella and says, yeah, I'm sensitive and I look after my mum, and they all go, boo, 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 boo.
I did an interview and they were saying about, can you give us an insight into the woman's mind? I said, not really. And I said, I'll tell you why. Because, right, this amazes me, the show, because I was on, this lad come out and he was talking about himself and he said, yeah, well, I think... You know, it's right, women's place is in the kitchen, and if I want to go out for a beer with my mates, I will do, and all this. Proper chauvinistic. Yeah. Three girls turn the light off, right? Next round, he had to hit a snooker ball up a table and get a 20p and a shot glass. He didn't do it. 15 girls turn the lights out. How are we supposed to work that mind out? It's impossible. He can't get 20p and a shot glass. He's not fathering my children.
Right, take me out. You're watching me. This guy comes on and he goes, my name is Tony. I'm a personal trainer from Macclesfield. And all the girls going... And I'm a little bit shy, actually. I was bullied at school, so I got into training and kind of really enjoyed it. And, you know, the people say I've got a good body, but I don't do it that far. I mainly do it because of the low self-esteem. And I've been single a while. I just need someone to love. I still live at home with my mum.
They don't like the living at home with
the mum.
I don't see what a problem is with that.
With the mothers, and they normally switch straight
up.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that. I mean, it's just wrong. That, lads, if you're staying at home with your mum, stay at home with your mum. Don't worry about what anyone thinks.
I just live a quiet life. I occasionally go to London and go to a few clubs with Jamie Thingston. I go down well. That just saw the.
I miss it. Yeah, I'd only go to the local baths, me and Barrymore.
When's Take Me Out coming back?
We start doing the third series in November. Hey, we're doing it now in Maidstone. Why don't you come along to one?
Because it's in Maidstone.
Oh, do you not like Oh, miles away. Sorry, do you not do that or
That's
something?
Miles away. We, me and Alan only go to Maidstone studios.
What is it, and a train?
In special circumstances.
You'd, yeah. Honestly, if you came to a live show, you'd absolutely love
Where
it.
Did
it's
you do
a
it
proper party, eh?
Where was it done before?
We did the last one in Maidstone, the first one we did in Manchester.
Right.
But it's like, it's a, in between the takes and all, we have music on, and it's a real kind of party vibe.
Let's have a dance.
Like it.
Come on,
it's belting, honestly. You should come down, you proper enjoy.
Maidstone, I think, is where Roy Walker did Catchphrase, isn't it?
It is, and it's where me and Alad won Supermarket Sweep.
We did, and they're still showing it.
No.
Only last week was the last time.
When did you do that?
Oh, years ago.
Oh, it must have been, the old work must have been thin on the ground.
Oh, no, it's coming!
Calm down, Westwood. Anyway, 71 degrees north is the current show. Tuesday nights?
Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock.
ITV.
Yeah. Prime time slot.
Prime time.
Like
it's a good slot.
Do you think?
Yeah. Tuesday night, 9?
Yeah, because you're not going out, are you?
What, so what are you up against? Nothing, am I?
Well, no, hang on a minute. It's
football
last Tuesday,
night.
We were up against a juggernaut with the old BBC. It were like EastEnders, some new drama they had on, something else new. So, but don't worry, we'll fight our
I'll tell you what, let me tell you. As all Leeds fans will tell you, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, they'll be dying to watch 71 Degrees North.
They will. They'll be switching over in their droves.
You watch your figures, they'll start off there at 9 o'clock by 9:15.
West Yorkshire will be tuned in.
A TV critic at the weekend said something about he was having a go of it because he didn't get massive viewing figures on for sure, and he went,
by the way, what's not massive viewing figures?
Well,
million?
It got 3.8. They put in 3.5, I think. 3.8, I don't know.
3.5 million. There's 90,000 people fill Wembley Stadium.
Well, there you go. And you know it's a really good show, but he went, he said, I like it. It's a pity no one else does. I thought,
it's original.
Yeah, exactly. His title was Snow Joke.
Clever. Hang on a second.
Paddy, you're up against The Body Farm on BBC One.
The Body Farm?
Yeah.
The Hairy Bikers Meals on Wheels.
Hello.
Oh, you see, them lads.
On 2, and Don't Tell the Bride on 3.
There was EastEnders as well on 1. Don't Tell the Bride, is that back on?
No, that's against your show.
Oh, sorry, no, sorry, I shouldn't do that. I mean, Missy really likes that.
Well, she gets Sky Plus it.
Sky Plus it, yeah.
Don't promote the opposition.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't know that. But the thing with the thing with 71 Degrees North is, obviously, they changed the horse because they wanted to make it more of a kind of entertainment, sort of a jungler in the snow kind of
an expedition.
Yeah, but it honestly... Watch it. It All is right. really good. It's well filmed, and it's.
I'll record it.
It's and what better thing to do than sit with a pot of tea and a plate of biscuits
and watch Rav Wilding and Sean Maguire
freezing
in a fjord.
Yeah,
here's
a
bit.
10 celebrities will battle the element.
Oh, well.
Sounds.
Ten what?
10 celebrities will battle the element
and each other.
No, you're doing.
Did she say and Rav Wilding? Or did she say that?
10 celebrities will battle the element.
And Rav Wilding.
In one of the harshest environments on Earth. Who's got what it takes to go all the way to 71 degrees north?
I tell you what, there's Charlotte, a danger in every step.
There's a danger everywhere you turn. I'm a little bit nervous about this.
I know for a fact that there's parts of this will be hell.
I've never done anything as hard as that in my entire life.
It's going to be a really painful experience.
I honestly think it's going to be harder than Panto. I really do. And I did 3 weeks in walking.
Did you hear that bit? And then he went,
yeah.
That was my Uncle Tony.
With the door open.
Get the door open.
Oh, come on.
I tell you what, you're having a go at Rav, right? Yeah. Charlotte won't be happy with my course. You've got a bit of a soft spot for Rav.
I tell you what, I wouldn't have a go at Rav to his face. I'm not daft.
Oh, he's a big lad.
Oof. Mm.
Oh, he's a big lad.
It makes you look like Allard.
Yeah. But do you know what will surprise you about this series? When you're watching it, it will be the people who you don't realise who are going to come through, who proper get into it. Yeah. And the big lads, like Rav and all that, do struggle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I like John Thompson. I hope he does well in it.
He does, John, but it is hilarious watching him slowly break down.
Bless him. I can do it.
Honestly, it's
too hot.
And it's not, when we cut the cameras, it's not like everyone on the Winnebago for coffees and
just
all
you.
That, just me. Just me, yeah. I used to roll up and I go, how is everyone this morning, like, smelling a Radox? How are we all feeling?
But where do you stay? Where do you sleep?
Well...
Because there's no hotel.
I were looking for Lenny Henry. I thought, get me a room, Lenny,
sure.
For God's sake. But there were none of that. It were like just basic lodges, but it was obviously better than being in a tent.
Heaven compared to where they're in.
Oh, luxury.
Yeah.
I mean, but you go that far up towards the North Cape, though, there's just nothing. I mean, obviously people live there, but it's they're kind of used to it, you know. Yeah. That's how they live, but...
And how's it working with Charlotte? She doesn't try and, like, you know, touch your mic, pack up and all that?
No. I said to her, flipping heck, I said, Andy Gray is in a radio station, huddled over, he's been sacked, and I said, you're out here. Because after it takes, she goes, well done, Paddy, bang! Gives me a little slap on the backside. I'm like, whoa! I think we know what happened, Charlotte, with this. I'm not going to talk sport. You did it to me, my love. Now let's play the game. So, you know, you've got to be careful, Chris.
Sure.
But I tell you something about being out there, what amazed me, it was the actual prices. I got off the plane, right, in Tromso.
Right.
I went to a pizza hut. Two pizzas,
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
£50.
What?
Hey, and can I just tell you, cheese and tomato, nothing on that.
Oh.
Cheese and tomato.
Oh, well, I'm not
extra for toppings.
£50 is the most expensive country ever.
I'm not going then.
£50. But it's beautiful scenery.
I mean, so that means when I go into the pizza place for a little snack, that would cost me £100.
I know.
For four pizzas.
Yeah, £50, two pizzas and two bottles of water. I couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, if you want to, you should tune in tomorrow. Don't bother watching the football, Leeds Manchester United. You should watch 71 degrees north.
You see?
What?
What's that? And is it a curling cup game or something? What's all that?
It's a nightmare. That's what it'll be. Although, for
you're
once...
You're a Leeds fan, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. For once, bar Man U fans, everybody will be supporting Leeds United. Chelsea fans, Arsenal fans, Watford, Millwall, Huddersfield, they'll all be rooting for us.
I tell you what, they're on fire and all at the minute, aren't they?
I know.
Do you know, it's no coincidence, he's had the head done, Rooney. He's playing out of his skin.
I know. But same with
He looks like a young Leo Sayer.
It's the same with you. You got that weave, and your career went through the roof.
Does that look like a weave? It's thinner than anything, Chris.
Hey, I tell you what, careful. That paint's coming off your...
I know. Well, they tell you with caps on, they say you shouldn't wear a cap, because
I know what you wear.
If he's listening, Rooney, text in. Give me that fella who did you a red. I'm going there. I want to look like Susan Boyle next year. Proper thick head of her. I'll go on record. I'm not got a Twitter account. I'll have it done on Twitter. Let me know. He said, someone said the surgeon did it, were called Ragu Ready or something. I thought this has got to be a wind up.
Yeah, well.
If he's a real surgeon, though, I'm going to seek him out, Chris.
Right, well, Wade will probably get older.
Next year, Leo Sayer.
71 degrees north is tomorrow night, ITV 9 o'clock, and Paddy is going on tour.
October.
In October, he's doing the big arenas, so please, take a minibus and some friends. Get on the front row and cheer him on. You can take a row each. Like on a plane on a night flight when there's no one on, Seymour's hands off, grab a row! And love to the missus and the family.
Thank you. God bless you, Christine. She'll be she won't be listening. It's too early for her, but she'll do it on your iPlayer thing.
she'll be asleep now.
Oh, yeah.
Christine.
Yeah. I'm on this morning later, so she'll probably
today?
Be up for that. Yeah, today.
Ooh, what, not hosting it? No.
I did that for 7 weeks. You know, I loved it. Proper loved it.
Do you want to play our secret word game? Is it Philip and Holly?
Philip and Holly today,
so we give you a word off the air, and you've got to shoehorn it in.
Give it me.
Now, Philip gets... Rick takes his game seriously.
And then he tries to lead you down the path of what the word is.
So if you're there with Philip and you go, I did Chris Miles' show this morning. Right. God, he's really excitable.
Right,
And then that's it. Yeah, that's the word. That's good.
So it's...
Don't show it on
camera. Does it online. Does it out, because Philip will be listening.
No, open it.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
So hang on a minute.
You've got to shoehorn that into the interview with Philip and Alex.
He doesn't know.
He mustn't know.
He'll know that you're... He'll
but
know
he
you've been
know
here.
Doesn't know I'm going to do it.
He'll know you've got to try and get a word in.
Right, okay. Right. That's the one, then.
So there you go.
If you're watching telly this morning,
get Paddy on this morning, and you'll be able to watch.
I think I'm on about 11 o'clock or something like that.
There you go. And then quarter to 12, then 20 past 12.
Yeah.
And then leave with a load of cooking leftovers. That's what I do. Ladies and gentlemen, Paddy McGuinness! If you're ready to